Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. My apologies for those that were expecting the show to air yesterday morning, but here we are this morning at 5:30 a.m. I know it's fun when we broadcast on Saturday period, huh? Morning, afternoon, or night. You know, I originally began broadcasting on Saturday mornings, and then the more and more I talk to artists and producers and musicians and rappers and different artists, period, are like, hey, I cannot talk before 10. That's an evening night, and it's fun when we're just having a good Saturday night party, but it's fun when we have a Saturday morning party also, even afternoon, evening, and nighttime when it comes to my friends worldwide. I know my friends in Europe, it's afternoon time, right? So I hope you all are just having a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I love Saturday. I love every day. Every day is a blessing, but Saturdays are so awesome. Yes, indeed. But again, thank you and welcome. Again, that was Oki Riki. Talked with him about a year and a half ago. It is past due. It's time to return to the show. I heard from him earlier this week via LinkedIn. So a big shout out to he and his crew and his family. It's a blessing to be friends with him. But hey, let's talk about what's up for the weekend. Happy Father's Day weekend to you dads and father figures. You know, because some of you might not be biological dads, but I know you are father figures to many in your life. So happy Father's Day and Dad's Day weekend to you all and those of you that are celebrating Father's Day weekend with the special guys in your life. Here's Drea Day's protection.
Selection.
Woo, Protection. That's the newest single by Dre Day. Here's another one. We're just on this song. But, theme of positivity. Caring and sharing. Another one by Dre Day. Draft New Orleans native, resident of Marrero. He has new music. Check out more of his new, well, check out his new music. I need to add some of the new songs he has sent me to the playlist. But you can check out his older music and his new music at ReverbNation.com. And that's Trap. What's up, Trap, New Orleans, the state of Louisiana?
My show
And I'm going to be tuning in, listening to new Britney Spears music. Can't wait. It's only a few minutes away. Well, not a few minutes, 2 hours away from Jackson, Mississippi also. It's a good morning, a good Saturday. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, but you never know here. It could be beautiful 1 minute, and the next minute, thunderstorm watches and all that. But hopefully, we need rain sometimes, too. We just don't need that bad weather, tornadoes and all that. But, again, thank you for tuning in. It's having a good time. I have information to share with you from Small Business Administration. My friend Rosetta Harris of the Small Business Administration here at Mississippi Branch in downtown Jackson sent me an email and asked me to share information. You all know I love sharing information with you all regarding the SBA, and I love attending the workshops, and I'm just getting so educated. And, I'm hoping to get I'm learning a lot, and I'm praying and hoping to get financing also for my small businesses and all that good stuff, Looking forward to getting my behind back in school and, opening my dream business, my dream business of opening a boutique salon, But number one, we just have to believe, right, all of us. And those of us are in, that are entrepreneurs, that became entrepreneurs at young ages, and those of us that are business professionals, and those of us that are on second and third careers, never give up. I have friends who are like on their third and fourth careers. I have friends who might have stopped doing, like especially those that are musicians, might have been musicians or are really artistic before, just early on. And then they might have worked in corporate America, have done their professional jobs, or have, decided to, they might have their own businesses, but now they have free time to do other things also. And now they like pick up that instrument or start back writing those songs or put together that album. Hey, that sounds familiar. Put together an album they always wanted to put together, or decided to get back on stage and perform and in acting or comedy or whatever. And I know a lot of my friends are saying, you're talking about me, because I know a lot of people that are in their first and second or third careers or going back to school or finishing school. I have a lot of friends who are in their 40s and 50s and 60s who recently just graduated studying different different subjects. And, training is always ongoing. Learning is life. And so we never learn enough, right? So I did not know I was going to go on talking about this. But it's touching me, so I guess it's touching somebody else too. But, again, I'm going to share with you some information regarding Small Business Week that's going on next week. I know Jeff Good and his partner, Jeff Good is a reputable a restaurant owner that, I've shared information with you guys before. Well, he and his partner, he has three restaurants. He has Bravo's, he has Broad Street Bakery, he has Sal and Mookie's Ice Cream Pizza Joint, New York Ice Cream Pizza, New York Pizza Ice Cream Joint. But they were the winners this year of the Small Business, SBA Small Business Owners of the Year in Mississippi. So Rosetta sent me a whole list last week, so I have to share that list with you guys too, probably on Monday. But next week, the Small Business Person of the Year period overall, the nation, of all the states, will be crowned. So wishing Jeff Good and his partner in selling Mookie's, help you win and become the Small Business of the Year. But best wishes to all of you, because some of the other winners might be listening to the show also. So best wishes to all of you. And if you're the small business owner, small business in your state, congratulations to you also. But definitely I hope Mr. Jeff Good and his partner, with Sal and Mookie's, I hope they get crowned So I'm going to share information because those of us that aren't in D.C. or in other states that will be having events, we can visit. There's a way we can still be a part of Small Business Week online, you know, visiting SBA.gov. And in my state, it's /Mississippi. And then also, Rosetta's hooking me up with the Dallas-Fort Worth office also. You know, because my thing is, you know, my vision, you know, has been to have a boutique salon in Jackson and in Dallas. And, you know, of course, my entertainment company is always important. But that's one reason why I'm going back to school to get my esthetician license, because it's important to me to be available 24/7 and also to open the businesses. And, you know, the whole way you have to be in good health. So that's an important topic that we always have to talk about, you know, health comes before anything, because if you're not in good shape, and at least, you know, how can you do anything? And you're not good for anybody. And that's something that I always repeat. And that's something that I loved about the interview that Diana Ross, and I bring this interview up with you all the time, but look at how glamorous Diana Ross is, how much wealthy, filthy rich, glamorous. But Oprah asked her what was important to her. And she looked at, those of you that have seen that interview, she looked straight at Oprah, and what did she say? My health. She said, because without my health, I'm not good to anybody. She said, I'm not good to myself. I'm not good to my children. I'm not good to anybody. She said, health is what's important to me. You know, and if it's important to Diana Ross, it should be important to all of us. I mean, she has everything in the world, but what's important to her? Health. And working on our health, regardless of who we are or where we're from, that should be important. But a lot of people do not put health first. You know, they put a lot of other things first. And, you know, I guess, for, you know, all their own reasons, but it's good to have that, your health, and work on your health and all that. And sometimes we don't have the information to be in good health. And that's why it's always important to speak that information and have open dialogue with each other and, of course, with our medical professionals also. But I know I didn't know I was going to be talking about this, but it's a Saturday morning and, you know, a chill morning. And you can feel free to call in also at 714-409-0614. I'm not in the chat room yet. I'm getting ready to head to the chat room. Big shout-out to NBA guys, Miami and San Antonio, who are both tied, two games. Tiebreakers tomorrow night. Hey, hey, hey. Thursday night's game was very interesting, was it not? I watched the entire game. And have you all been in shock by, wow. I've been amazed by the stories about that the young man, the talented Mexican-American singer. I've been like, wow. I can't believe people have been like, oh, they've been receiving like negative feedback from the young man's performance. That right there is crazy, crazy.
Storyline, I wear my sunglasses.
sunglasses at night, Jess Lamb. I know many of you are sporting your sunglasses this week. So I couldn't resist playing it because I know this. Oh, man. I'm checking out NBA news and all that good stuff. So, hey, here's a song I haven't heard in a minute or played in a minute. Austin Brown, Ménage à Trois.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no rules to fit.
No rules
when you fall in a kit. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be me. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's ménage à trois.
My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love for the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind.
Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no rules to fit.
No rules
when you fall in a kit. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be me. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's ménage à trois.
Austin Brown. Check him out also. Visit his website at austinbrown.com. Also follow him on Twitter and like his fan page on Facebook. He is awesome. He and the Backpack Kids, that's the name of him, his producing team. So big shout out to all those guys that are awesome and talented. Miss Ruby Jackson's youngest child, her only son. Oh, man. You know, also we're talking on the weekend news, sports news, and I'm looking at a news story regarding charges dropped against Arizona RB Kadeem Carey. This is in Tucson, Arizona. I was looking at the story last night. I was checking out different stories, Tiger Woods and other stories, and this story says that Tucson, Arizona, city prosecutors say all charges have been dropped against Arizona's All-America running back Kadeem Carey in a domestic violence case. Carey was facing a misdemeanor assault and disorderly conduct charges stemming from alleged domestic violence incident in December involving his ex-girlfriend. The Tucson City Prosecutor's Office issued a statement Friday saying it was dismissing all charges against Carey. The statement said that a key witness for the prosecution is unavailable, and even if the witness were available, there is no substantial likelihood that a judge will convict Mr. Carey. As a sophomore for the Wildcats last season, Carey led the nation in yards rushing for 1929 and set a school record for 23 touchdowns. Wow, he had an awesome year. And he nearly became the 16th running back in NCAA history to reach 2,000 yards in a season. So, Carey, stay on the right track.
Please
don't
come
to the conference.
Thank you.
Dance and Let You Jam. Big shout out to he and Third Eye Girl, his newest project, All Girls. Also, big shout out to Prince and his newest project. And they've been dropping new music. Visit his website, okay? Awesome website. And he has videos and music that you can purchase and download. So check it out, okay? Oh, man, what? What was I about to say? I'm looking at the movie news, Deadline, from DeadlineHollywood.com, and Man of Steel is just killing it, huh? That is a movie I want to see. By the looks of it, many of you, I might be like the only person who hasn't seen it yet this weekend. I still would like to see The Great Gatsby also. Deadline Hollywood reports that Flying High, Man of Steel soars with $132 million domestic, including $120 million weekend, stores global with Asian records. Here's from late last night, Superman audience have just thumbed their noses at the new movie's critics and given it an A-minus cinema score. I know all of my friends online it's awesome. That will further help word of mouth as it already set records for the biggest opening for June and the second biggest weekend opening of 2013. Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures Man of Steel, 4,270 theaters with 3D in 3,357 venues, open Thursday and is flying high at the domestic box office today and on its way into the weekend. Deadline Hollywood sources have now refined their estimates to 46 mil Friday, including that 9 million in midnight shows, though some think the number could get as high as 50 million. That makes for 120 mil for the 3-day weekend and 132 mil for the 4-day cumulative, including that 12 million from Thursday at 7 p.m. Walmart shows. Even with a longest running time of 2 hours and 23 minutes, the Chris Nolan, Zack Snyder, David S. Gore, Henry Cavill, PG-13 tentpole could pack a stronger punch because of the 3D premium and it meant to want to see. Meanwhile, counter-programming the Man of Steel juggernaut this weekend is Sony Columbia Pictures' raunchy apocalyptic comedy, Gone, one of my favorite guys. Well, I like all of them, of course, but you all know I'm crazy about James Franco and can't wait till his film that he filmed right here in Mississippi, As I Lay Dying, based on the Will Faulkner book, is released. He received rave reviews at the Cannes Festival not too long ago. But this is the end. It opened in 3,055 theaters. It received a B+ cinema score from audiences and 82% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. And number one reception Wednesday, with a dearth of both R-rated, I like the way they're marketing the film too, and are well-received actors in the marketplace. Pig makes $7 million or Friday, $21 million for the 3-day weekend, and $32.3 million for the 5-day cumulative, about what it costs. And then to go on and talk about other movies, total movie going for this weekend, shaping up as huge, 200 mil, up to 63% from last year, as summer 2013 continues to sizzle. Here's the rest of the top 10 based on Friday estimates. And did you all heard the good news? I had seen on ABC News yesterday where, they started the pre-production for Top Gun. I can't wait. I love that movie. Wow. Three, Now You See Me. I'm just going to go through. Now You See Me, I want to see that. Four, The Purge. Five, Fast and Furious 6. The Internship 6. Seven, Epic. Eight, Star Trek Into Darkness. Nine, After Earth. 10, Iron Man 3. So it's been, these movies have been doing the thing. As of yesterday afternoon, a Warner Brothers executive said, we are having a big day. A Warner Brothers executive had mentioned to the writer of this article that the movies are working. And so the movie people are excited, and I guess we, the consumers, we are excited. And so cast and crews of them are excited. So that's good. I'm going to share this article because I, with many of you, and those of you that are avid moviegoers, I love going to the movies, but I don't go as much as many of you. That's what I do with us. And so please don't hate. I know my cousin Linda, she probably sees about 2 or 3 movies a week. But those of you that are really up on your movies, really don't hesitate to chat in the chat room and call in to give your take and your reviews regarding respective movies, movies that you've seen, from major films to independent films, okay? Because, you know, we want to know, those of us that are trying to choose between what movie to see. I'm sure a lot of people will be getting gifts of going to the movies and celebrating at movie theaters this weekend for Father's Day weekend also. But again, thank you. I received a letter yesterday. I guess I started sharing like some of the community news, and then later on I'll go ahead and share the SBA news. And this is from Dr. John E. Niehoff, Jr. of Western Biblical Seminary here in Jackson, located 787 East Northside Drive, Jackson, Mississippi. Their website is wbs.edu, E-D-U. But he says to me, dear Bethany, of course my whole name, I'm eager to introduce myself to you as the president-elect of Westwood Biblical Seminary. I have come to the end of a 23-year career at Kentucky Mountain Bible College. KMBC is deeply woven into the tapestry of my soul. 3 generations of my family have walked its hallowed halls and graduated from KMBC. I love KMBC. I love the hills of my East Kentucky home. I love the people who make KMBC great. I love the students. I've poured my tears, love, faith, and joy into the mission of KMBC. Over the past 6 months, I have sensed God stirring my heart to pursue a new direction of obedience and service. On December 9th, 2012, my friend, Reverend David Mercer, died at 51 from a heart attack while serving on missions trips in Nicaragua, Central America. David and I have been friends since we were Mount Carmel High School freshmen together. God used his passing to shape my world and focus my attention. He clearly convinced me that if I were to obey him, I would leave KMBC and take an incredible risk of glory. The Lord has clearly pointed the path forward for me to assume the presidency of Wesley Biblical Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi. My wife, Beth, my name, has been my partner and supporter during these years. She has just retired from Jackson Independent Schools in Jackson, Kentucky, where she has been the school library media specialist for 25 years. We will move to WBS in late June. I will assume the presidency of WBS, Wesley Biblical Seminary, on July 1st, 2013. In spite of the season of turmoil that WBS has experienced, I believe the seminary's best years lie ahead of us. Our goals are to stabilize personnel, finances, and enrollment. We are open for business now. Summer classes are underway. We are actively putting together a team recruiting students and seeking to advise Christ's mission through WBS. I am purposed to give my God-appointed best to the mission of WBS to the glory of God. Dr. Harris Spann shared this prayer with me. May the Lord give you a task that is impossible and dare you to do it. And the Lord help you to do your very best. And then, only then, may God grant you his peace. Thank you for your love, prayers, encouragement, and financial support as we embark upon this incredible challenge to invest in eternity for Jesus' sake. Keep your eyes on our website, wbs.edu, E-D-U, for more information. In Christ, Dr. John E. Niehoff, Jr. So thank you again for that letter. At the top of it says the Regenesis Initiative, engendering substantive change to serve the present age. So, congratulations to the president-elect. I'm sure he would have chosen to take in that position on a happier note, but his dear friend was the former president, and so he would be the new president-elect. And thank you very much for sending me the letter, so I could not resist sharing the letter with the listeners of the program also. In Jackson, Mississippi, welcomes you. Your first day will be the day that we swear in our new mayor-elect, Democrat, but a man for all people. Mayor-elect Lumumba will be sworn into the position of mayor of City of Jackson on July the 1st also. And those of you that are coming to Jackson for the swearing-in ceremony, you know, and visit jackson.com so you can see what's all good with Jackson, Mississippi, okay? But, again, thank you for that awesome letter. And I just want to share it because some of us might not even know. I'm familiar with Wesley Biblical Seminary, and it's on East Northside Drive, and many of us are, but we might not know what the college has been going through with the loss of the president, and now his friend is coming to town, and it's a new president-elect. So that's why I could not hesitate to share that information, because I did not know that, to be honest. So I'm probably not the only one who didn't know that. But those of you who do know that, I'm spreading the word, and we welcome he and his wife back to the city of Jackson.
This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease, and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside, are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
I love that. I love awesome mixes like that. Scott and Ada Fennell, Wild at Heart. And I know I'm wild at heart, but you know how to, conservative me. I am wild at heart. That's why I talk about discipline and stuff. Discipline is so important, you know, to one's being. But having fun talking to my friend in the chat room. We're having a fun discussion all about, you know, positivity, and we have a mutual love for animals and pets, and just spreading love and just getting a good vibe from my friend in the chat room. We should have a day for everything that we're talking about in the chat room, a day for love, period. You know, a day where people, all people and animals and everything with life feels love, you know. So we should have a holiday where it's like, hey, this is a holiday where we celebrate everything, everything. So I definitely agree with my friend in the chat room. We should. But again, it's Father's Day weekend, and happy Father's Day to those of you that are dads, those of you that are godfathers, because I was listening to Ryan again on Aaron Ryan. That was a good show yesterday. Anytime I'm going to be spending time with Godchild. So those of you that are father figures and godfathers and are a real dad, happy Father's Day to you. And happy Father's Day to all the guys that are positive in my life. From relatives, uncles, and friends, and mentors. I grew up in a one-parent home, and my biological father and mother, those of you know, those of you that don't know, then I'm sharing, because some of you might want to know, my dad alive or not, but my biological father and mother split when I was just like one. I have like the only picture of my parents and I together in New Orleans, when I was a hip baby, on my Facebook pages. And my father, my biological father, passed away in 88, the summer of 88, also from a heart attack at a young age of 55. But I've had a wealth of positive male figures in my life, and I still do. And so I shout out to those guys, men in my life that are there for me. They might not be with me in the physical, might not talk to some of them all the time, but you know what? Prayer. You feel the prayers of your loved ones, and so I send out love to those. Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with my friend in the chat room. It definitely should be an ice cream day. And matter of fact, I am making homemade ice cream. If not today, definitely tomorrow. So, yeah, I agree with you. It should be an ice cream day. My friend in the chat room says it should be an ice cream day. And, you know, I definitely agree with that. And, you know, those of you that know that I'm in talks. I can't talk much, but I can say this because I've talked about it before, you know, with Davidson Inventions regarding an ice cream cone idea of mine regarding flavored ice cream cones. And so you all keep me in your prayers regarding this, because hopefully you all will be eating ice cream on an invention idea of mine in the future, hopefully. But I can't talk anymore because, you know, confidentiality agreements, not a good stuff. But it definitely should be an ice cream day. Yes, because I've been working on perfecting my homemade ice cream. So if I don't work on it today, I'm going to definitely work on it tomorrow. I think it's going to be tomorrow because I am in the midst of doing some more cleaning. You know, I know we've been talking about spring cleaning on Mondays. And so I'm definitely doing my spring cleaning. You know, I've been doing it inside and outside. And before the show, I was doing some cleaning. So I'm like in spring cleaning mode. But I believe not today, tomorrow, I'm going to be working on perfecting my vanilla ice cream cone. Not my ice cream cone, but ice cream. But I agree. Ice cream day. I think we all love ice cream. Yogurt, sherbet. We love something that's in the ice cream family. You know, if you don't like ice cream, then you definitely probably like sherbets and yogurts and all that good stuff. But somebody always has a favorite in ice cream. I like chocolate chip. I like chocolate ice cream. I like Neapolitan, you know. Wow. And I had been checking out where there's some, like, pretty cool ice cream places open. And I love to see what's going on in other cities and states. And so there's been, like, some awesome places opening, especially in New York, regarding ice cream and stuff that'll cool you down. So ice cream always rocks. When my friend in the chat room mentioned ice cream, you're talking about, you probably heard in my voice, I have just lit up. I am, like, smiling like a kid. And I think that happens to many of us. Ice cream and snow cones and popsicles. Oh, man, you know, this is a weekend to be eating ice cream and popsicles and all that good stuff. Oh, you know something else? I love ice cream sandwiches. Yummy. Ice cream sandwiches. Wow. I love ice cream sandwiches. Ice cream sandwiches are so awesome. I love them, love them, love them. I mean, I've loved them since I was a kid. The kid in me loved them today. Ice cream sandwiches are so good. I mean, wow. My friend in the chat room is getting me really started and getting me to really want ice cream. Also, ice cream everything. But I am in the midst of doing the cabbage. You all know how I get on that cabbage soup 7-day diet. So I'm on the cabbage soup 7-day diet. And I owe a few of you a copy of that diet, too. So you'll be getting it. To those of you that are online friends, you'll be getting it this weekend. And those of you that are my friends in person, I'll be getting it to you as soon as I see you also. But this is a fun morning, but I definitely want to share that information with you all before the end of the broadcast. But ice cream is so yummy.
Some people gone, some people gone, yeah, some people gone.
Marvelous assassin. What is it? He's known as Missy Kelly Flow because Mississippi, and then also he has his California roots, and he also has his Florida roots. But Marvelous assassin. I guess he's still in Tupelo. He's based in Tupelo. Tupelo is close to Memphis, but it's in northern Mississippi. So big shout out to him. Here are my friends with Sport and the Foundry. Shout out to Big D. Rock on. Like their Facebook page on Whisper the Foundry, and also check them out at Reverb Nation. Denise Austin.com, also where you can purchase and download their music. Denise Austin, your favorite expert in screen for life. Oh, exactly. I've loved her since the 80s. Feed chocolate cravings the right way. There's a question she received. Sometimes I really have a craving for chocolate, but it'd be terrible to indulge every so often. Answer, Denise says, sometimes I feel the same way. I grew up in a big family surrounded by lots and lots of food, including sugary sweets. It's okay to splurge once in a while, but I always try to eat better the next day. A good goal is to eat well 80% of the time and have treats 20% of the time. That's why I exercise, so that once in a while I can enjoy the foods I love. To satisfy your yin for chocolate, you could try better for you treats like a couple of Tootsie Rolls, a fat-free fudge sucker, or hot chocolate skim milk. These are just a few of my favorites, and occasionally go for a real chocolate bar. So Denise Austin says it's okay. If, you know, 80%, you know, you're good stuff, but 20%, you know, you can treat yourself. You still have a, you know, we still have a life. You know, you still have your favorite food that you know, that may not be the healthiest, but they're still your favorite. So, you know, don't do yourself wrong and not enjoy your favorite treat. But, you know, remember, it's 80% your good food and then 20% your treats. that's good. I couldn't hesitate to share that with you. And after this music and a cup of PSA, I will talk about the information that I received from the SBA also. Okay? Well, again, I thank you so much for your support and tuning in. And it's just amazing. You can email me new music at my email address. It's located at the profile page right here at blogtalkradio.com. You can email me information regarding your projects and, of course, PSAs also. And be sure to click on the link for the Culture Shock Entertainment Report's Facebook page also. Just click on the link. A big shout-out to my MARC community, my MARC mentor, Whitney Dennis, and her fiancé, Rob Porter, of Baton Rouge. Big shout-out to them and the MARC crew and my MARC regional sales manager, Kelly Gaynor, and the entire MARC community. Check out the awesome promos that we have at MARC. Visit my e-boutique at mymarcstore.com/ Bethany Williams. Okay, we have some awesome products and some awesome gift with purchase items also. Really amazing. So check that out. But after a few songs, I'm going to go ahead and share that SBA info with you. Okay, the live stream is going to stop in about 3 minutes, but I'm going to continue on and share that information with you. And we'll continue talking about the SBA Small Business Week that begins like now, because many of you that are headed to D.C. are probably in D.C. And we'll be talking about the schedule and the different ways you can communicate and get information from SBA via the Internet also. But, again, you are just amazing. Here's my awesome friend in Minneapolis. Yay. I know what I'm guilty of.
life dangerous. Money, power, love, sex, changes. She's the type of chick never talk to strangers and lets you know she's all about the dope. Boss lady, super fine in every way. I want this girl to come home with me today. I don't know her name, but I'll spit my game.
This is what she means to have.
Second, that's emotion. I can't eat and sleep at night. Her body's poetry in motion. Cause she's just a beautiful stranger to me, yeah. A beautiful stranger.
Constant Contact, Senior Manager of Social Media Marketing, Aaron Strout, W20 Group Managing Director, was part of a webinar of his with ASBA last week. Moderator will be Bill Murphy, Jr., author and economist, and columnist of Inc.com. And then on Tuesday, June 18th, the topic will be how to manage your business's online reputation. The Hangout features Soo Young Kim of Google, head for marketing for Get Your Business Online Initiative, Darnell Holloway, Yelp Business Outreach, Lana Kevison, LinkedIn Senior Project Marketing Manager, John Kaplan, Open Sky Founding CEO, Chad Buechler, Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corporation Director of Products, Christy Campbell, Menta.com VP for Marketing, and the moderator will be Riva Lisinski, blogger and CEO for GrowBiz Media. And then on Wednesday, the topic will be the benefits of having a business mentor. Oh, it's a real beneficial to having a business mentor, so I definitely don't want to miss that one. The Hangout features Carol Lopucki, Michigan Small Business Technology and Development Center, Director Michael Chodos, SBA Associate Administrator for Entrepreneurial Development, Amanda Schultz, Montana Women's Business Center Director, and invited AARP. Moderator will be Frank Tarkenton. Yay! NFL legend, entrepreneur, and host of the Frank Tarkenton Show on Sirius XM. And then on Thursday, June 20th, it will be tips on getting a loan to start or grow a business. Now, I know many of you should be on that Hangout. I know I do my best to be on that one. The Hangout features Dave Rader, Wells Fargo SBA, business lending executive Nichols Ridge, Nikoski Brewing Company, CEO, SBA loan recipient. Also, I love to be SBA loan recipient in the near future. Bernard Bozum, SCORE Counselor Jean Hulett, SBA Associate Administrator for Capital Assets. And the moderator is Kevin Goins, SBA Region 10 Administrator. And to join the Hangouts for updates to participate in upcoming Hangouts, visit SBA's Google Plus page at googleplus.com/SBA.gov. Here's a note. Every year since 1963, the U.S. Small Business Administration takes the opportunity to highlight through National Small Business Week the impact of outstanding entrepreneurs, small business owners, and others from all 50 states and U.S. territories. This year's event will be held June 17th to 21st in Seattle, in Dallas, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C., offering tips, tools, and training for small businesses to start, succeed, and grow. In addition to in-person events, small business owners can participate in online-only panel discussions on hot topics like social media and business financing, starting daily at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All events in person and online will be streamed live on the SBA.gov Small Business Week. SBA.gov/Small Business Week. The event hashtag is #SBW2013. Small Business Week 2013 sponsors include Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, Microsoft, National Association of Self-Employed, NASE, Arlington, Texas Chamber of Commerce, AT&T, ADP, Western Pennsylvania Small Business Network, Staples, Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp, Visa, Women Impacting Public Policy, Lockheed Martin, National Association of Government Guaranteed Lenders, Business Forward, and Office Depot. The U.S. Small Business Administration participates in this co-sponsored activity does not constitute an express or implied endorsement of any co-sponsors, donors, grantees, contractors, or participants, opinions, projects, or services. All SBA programs and co-sponsors are extended to the public on a non-discriminatory basis. Reasonable arrangements for persons with disabilities will be made if requested at least 2 weeks in advance by contacting smallbusinessweek@sba.gov. Co-sponsorships. And again, the hashtag for networking online, #SBW2013. Again, thank you, my friend, oh, my God, Rosetta G. Harris of the Mississippi District Office here in Jackson, Mississippi. A big shout-out to her. She's definitely an angel, So Thank you again. And remember, on Monday, we'll continue talking about spring cleaning. We're going to talk about flattening. We're going to talk about working that belly, working that midsection. And, you know, I know people of all ages, from kids to both genders. And it's never been an issue of mine until I ballooned. And one of my favorite features I used to love with my abs. So, hey, I'm almost 45. And I'm dropping the pounds, and you know what? I want my stomach back, my flat tummy. If I am not with child, I prefer to have a flat stomach. So it takes extra work with me because you all know I was diagnosed with benign uterine fibroids. So by the grace of God, I feel that I've been healed from the fibroids. But those of you that have been exposed to women in your lives with those, and women who have experienced fibroids and have had to have hysterectomies or mammectomies, like have just been healed naturally from eating healthy and living healthier, because sometimes they just, you know, they vanish. But I know that causes your belly to be a little more toothier. But thank God, I'm deflating, I'm dropping the pounds, and then also my stomach is flattening too. So I'm working on getting those that flat tummy I'm not trying to look like I did when I was in my early 20s, but to be as fit as I can possibly be, the fittest I can be in my entire life. I'm approaching my 45th birthday in a couple of months, and my gift to me is to be in good shape, not to just be good shape externally, but when I go to the doctor for my physical exam, I want a good report also. And my gift to me, you know, to be in good shape, and my gift would be to get in school also. I had hoped I would be graduating my institutional license for my birthday, but my gift to me would be to get my behind in school also. But definitely on Monday to talk about and you all call in and share your tips, because I have some friends of all ages who have awesome midsections, awesome abs. And, you know, share with us the secret to having awesome abs. And a lot of times it really does take a lot of hard work to get abs, because I know, I've loved fitness and exercising my entire life. So some of you probably say, well, how did you balloon? You know, I'm glad I experienced ballooning, but I'm getting back in shape. And thank you for those of you that have amazing support systems and the personal trainers and those self-conscious people that I network with. But, you know, there are some good tips out there. And so I've been sharing some awesome articles like yesterday on Twitter and Facebook regarding abs. And so some of you probably were saying to yourself when you saw that, we're going to talk about abs and willing our waist and flattening our stomachs on Monday. So that'll be a topic. And, you know, we talk about walking does wonders to drop pounds and work that abs. So what are some ways that you keep your ab muscles in shape and all of that? You never know. Maybe I can get one or two of my personal trainer friends to call in also, because I have some friends. I have personal trainer friends here in Jackson. Shout out to Ebony, who recently invited me to one of her events. But my friends in Dallas, they're just waiting, because they are Ace Boogie from LaBear's, Master Randy from LaBear's, LaBear Dancers, and also my friend Keisha Square, who I connected with from the Facebook website, Black Women Do Workout. She's in Arlington. I mean, you know, and then, you know, there's DVDs, because I love the DVDs that I have from Women's Health, you know, the book, and then there's like two DVDs that accompany the book, and they're only 15-minute workouts. I had began working out on them, and I have been watching the videos. I'll be honest with you, I hadn't been watching the videos recently, but I exercise and work out and do active things every day. And I'll walk a lot, but then it's important for us also to take breaks also, and not to overexert ourselves also, or we'll be collapsing everywhere and going to emergency too. But it's important to stay consistent with your exercising, that we're talk about that on Monday. I know some of my friends, like my attorney, he P90X, that's like his fave. And when I talk about doing sit-ups and crunches, you know, he recommended to me that it's good to do planks and other things. Don't that, you know, the crunches and the sit-ups might be good, but they're not good for my back. And my back, Lord have mercy. So, you know, what are some of your favorite tips? You know, some people buy Strickland. I love the stationary bike. If not an actual bike, then a stationary bike is good. So we'll talk about that on Monday. And profiling, like I told you again, the store, upscale store, Great Scott, because I didn't get a chance to talk about Great Scott more on Monday. And where the Carol No Kill Animal Shelter event was held last Saturday. I've been sharing you guys a lot of pictures and videos from the Putting on the Dog event that was at Great Scott. And Great Scott is one of the reputable upscale stores for men here in Jackson. They have men personal furnishings, sportswear, loungewear, and PJs to awesome designer Italian suits. So in the near future, the owner will be a guest on the show, but he shared exclusive info with me regarding a new addition to the store. And it's a beautiful, beautiful store at their newest location at 4400 Old Cannon Road here in Jackson, Mississippi, not too far from Highland Village Shopping Center. So there's like a little shopping area mecca here in Jackson, and can't wait for more retailers to return to Jackson and also come to Jackson. A lot of the cities around Jackson are just booming and growing with retail, and Jackson was once known for all of a lot of retailers. And so, you know, that is one area that is like a historic area with new and historic businesses right there on East Carolina Road, Northside Drive in Northeast Jackson also. So a couple more. And we get a lot of topics we need to talk about, and topics that I would like to talk about and topics that you all, my friends of the show, all like to talk about. And working on booking and confirming guests, and you all keep sending in the music. It's me. So I like to, when you guys send me the music, tell me to play the music, that's okay. But sometimes I like to ask for the okay also to play certain music. You know, it's really important for us to get permission here at blogtalkradio.com. But I had to share the information with you guys regarding SBA.gov. Some of you all, this probably is a surprising news to you, but might have caught you off guard regarding Small Business Weekend. We might not be in D.C. or Seattle or St. Louis or Dallas and a couple of other cities, but we can definitely be there online because of the we can participate in the Hangouts and on Twitter and visit the website at sba.gov/Small Business Week. We can definitely be there. We're not in the actual city participating also. And I know the local office here in Mississippi have a big meeting coming up on July 25th down on the coast, in Biloxi. So I'll be giving you all information also regarding that in the near future, also regarding the conference going on the coast also that SBA is presenting. So regarding, you know, federal contracting and all that. But thank you. It's been fun. Have an awesome Father's Day weekend, awesome weekend period. Big wishes to the Spurs and Miami. Somebody's going to break the tie. So so best wishes to both teams. And there's a lot of news, sports news happening, period. Shout out to the NFL. You know, of course, you know, hey, NFL season is not far away. And there's a boxing, some boxing going on today. Also, I wanted to talk about boxing. Also, I know some boxing matches going on in Dallas today and some other places. And, you know, we had golf to talk about. There's so much to talk about, not to mention other fashion news and celebrity news that's been happening. But, again, thank you. It's been an awesome broadcast this morning. And until next time, much love. God bless. Shout out to Dre Dave, who's been listening. And also my Facebook friend, Don Michelle Rice in Las Vegas. Happy birthday to your daughter. And the birthday party tomorrow is a blast of a super good time. And again, if today is your birthday and you're celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you again. It's just beautiful. I can't wait for mine. And speaking of birthdays, if you celebrate your birthday today, today is actor Neil Patrick Harris' birthday. He's 40 today, the star of How I Met Your Mother. Mario Cuomo, former governor of New York, he's 81 young. Billy Williams, baseball Hall of Famer, is 75. Mike Hall Green, football coach, is 65. Simon Callow, actor, is 64. Russell Hitchcock, singer, Air Supply, is 64. Steve Walsh, rock singer with Kansas, 62. Jim Belushi is 59 today. Actor, comedian, according to Jim, 59. Robert McDonald, governor of Virginia, is 59. Julie Haggerty, actress, Airplane. Oh, my God, I love that movie. Wade Boggs. And if you've never seen Airplane, especially you teenagers, if you've just never seen Airplane, you guys check it out. That's a funny movie. Wade Boggs, baseball Hall of Famer, 55. Helen Hunt, actress, Mad About You, 50. Courtney Cox, actress, Friends in Cougar Town, she's 49. Today is Ice Cube's birthday. Happy birthday, Ice Cube, NWA. I wish I had known that. I should have played some NWA. Most definitely. I've been down Ice Cube from day one. No joke. Ice Cube. NWA, Ice T. Oh, man. Leah Remini, today is her birthday. Actress, King of Queens, 43. T-Bone Willie, rock musician, Sage Barrett, is 41. Elizabeth Reaser, actress, 38. Tim Lincecum, is that how you pronounce his name? Baseball player, 29. New York Yankees pitcher, Andy Petit, turns 41 years young today. So happy birthday to you and our favorite celebrities. Oh, my God. On this day, a singer, Ella Fitzgerald, died at age 78. And I really don't want to mention this, but this is a big thing. And, you know, OJ is one of my favorite athletes. During my childhood, 1995, during his murder trial, O.J. Simpson struggled to don a pair of gloves that prosecutors said was worn by the killer of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. And O.J.'s been in the news, too, recently. He has a new attorney and trying to get a new trial, right? Need to find out what's going on with that. 1959, a variety show, Hee Haw, premieres on CBS. One of my favorite shows. Oh, my God, I love this one, y'all. 1978, King Sing, Fame of Jordan married 26-year-old American Lisa Halaby, who became Queen Noor. 1992, Vice President Dan Quayle erroneously instructed a Trenton, New Jersey elementary school student to spell potato as potato during a spelling bee. I remember that. In 1923, Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Gehrig made his major league debut with the New York Yankees. And in 2004, more than 1,000 people died when fire erupted aboard the steamboat General Slocum in New York City's East River. In 1902, the 20th Century Limited and its first passenger train between New York and Chicago began service. And also in 1864, Secretary of War Edward M. Stanton signed an order establishing a military burial ground, which became Arlington National Cemetery. And, wow, 1844, Charles Goodyear received a patent for a process to strengthen rubber. And on this date in 1849, James Polk, the 11th President of the United States, died in Nashville, Tennessee at age 53. And Arkansas became the 25th state on this date in 1836. In 1775, George Washington was appointed head of the Continental Army. And on June 15, in 1215, these are my ages ago, England's King John put his seal to the Magna Carta at Runnymede, granting his barons more liberty. So, I mean, sometimes I don't read, like, all of the day in history, but I think I read, like, almost everything. And so, again, thank you for your love, and thank you for your support, and have an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend. You are appreciated. And again, until next time, you just be good, and we'll be networking, okay? Effectively networking. God bless.
Thank you.